This is Marketplace. I'm Molly Wood. We're going to dive into a couple slices of the big Wall Street sell-off that continued again today. Do expect the dramatic trombones a little later in the program. Yes, Apple was off another 5%, but oil in particular fell. Crude prices are down 30% since last month, and there are signs that the world economy and oil demand are slowing. On top of that, global supply is generous. Enjoy it if you're taking Thanksgiving road trips, but don't get comfortable. Longer term, the oil market could easily swing from too much to too little. From the Marketplace Sustainability Desk, Scott Tong explains that one.
Oil prices could rise in 2 weeks when the oil cartel OPEC and Russia meet to decide whether to cut supply and raise prices. But higher prices could backfire, warns Amy Myers Jaffe at the Council on Foreign Relations. She says the world economy looks fragile.
It is important for OPEC not to cut production too much and raise the price of oil to such an extent that it would damage the global economy and throw us into sort of a contagion recession.
There's also a long-term worry that beyond 2020, the emerging economies will surge back, but there won't be enough oil for them. Fatih Birol heads the International Energy Agency, which represents consuming countries. He told Bloomberg TV last week that the big oil companies are not investing in long-term supply.
The investment appetite is very, very low. We have to think a few years in front of us. Certainly, there is a strong demand growth, but where will the supply come from?
He predicts oil prices will jump to nearly $90 a barrel in 7 years. That's compared to about $60 today. But there's a competing view that long-term demand will not materialize. Economist David Knapp is with Energy Intelligence.
You talk about energy transition. For the developed world, it's really decarbonization. Decarbonization means less oil.
Climate policies present big unknowns for future oil prices. Will the move away from fossil fuels come? And if so, how quickly? I'm Scott Tong for Marketplace.